You've heard from the head coach. Now we break down the dogs with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. Get ready for another hour of tonight's edition of Bulldogs Live. Now, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. Probably cold wherever you are, because it's cold here in Atlanta, and I know it's cold throughout a whole lot of the rest of Georgia right now. And those of you who are listening to us on the internet in warmer climes, count yourselves as lucky. We have a terrific show for you here tonight, the father-son duo. First time we've ever been together, right?
Is that right?
All three of us on the air?
Show,
yeah, I think so. Kevin and Drew Butler here, pair of All-Americans. Guys, I was trying to figure out earlier other father-son All-Americans. And I thought the Mannings.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Grant Hill and his father, Calvin Hill. I think Calvin was an All-American when he played at Yale. Right? Even though one was basketball and one was football. Can you think of any other father-son? Maybe the Matthews?
I thought we were the only ones.
I did too, man. I'm so distraught now.
I have no idea.
We're going to have to take that down off the wall at the house now.
I just burst that bubble, didn't
I? No, there are a few.
For sure.
There are a few. Sims, were they one, the quarterbacks?
I don't know if Phil was an All-American. If he was at Morehead State, that would have been small college, right?
Yeah.
It's a good group from Georgia, though. Family members, the Stinchcombs, the Baileys.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one, too. I forget.
The Butlers.
The great Shelton Stevens did a great fundraiser years ago, and he had everybody who was family member All-American sign some footballs and auction them off for children's health care, which was always really cool.
He sure did.
Yeah, it was very nice. I have one in my office.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm one of the people who built the Carathon on WSB. So Shelton and I worked hand in hand on all of that stuff.
One of the great dogs.
Many years. Oh, yeah.
He really is.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
comes by every time we're outside the bookstore.
Yeah.
Always, every time
always
he sees
comes
us.
By. I know.
Have you ever seen him without a smile on his face?
I saw him after that Bama loss a couple years ago.
Well, we were all frowning on that.
Yeah, we were all frowning that night. But those days are over.
Yeah, those days are over. And as I've been singing now for 3 weeks, folks, these are the good old days.
Indeed.
Yes, and I hope people recognize that. We whipped up on Mississippi State 45-19 on Saturday. We're headed up to Kentucky this week to take on the Wildcats, who are 6-4. They have lost four of their last six after a terrific start to their season at 4-0 and ranked as high as number 7. We'll come back and talk about those games. The Bulldogs take your calls as well. 888-813-2947. That's 888-something-something-DOGS. 888-81-DOGS. That's it. This is the Bulldog Sports Network.
Piedmont is passionate about Georgia, about each and every person that make this state incredible. From farmers to creators, manufacturers to teachers, to the dedicated staff walking our hallways. It's why we're leading real change in healthcare, to empower you through tools that make it easy to book in minutes, check in before you walk in, and have your health information all in one place. Visit Piedmont.org. Piedmont, real change lives here.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance is committed to protecting the state of Georgia. No one knows Georgia like we do because no one covers the state like we do. Georgia families are our only focus, and we have offices in just about every county of the state. You can call it our home field advantage. No matter where you are in Georgia, Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance is always the home team.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Let's get ready for game day, dog. with a smooth, refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Whether you're tailgating at Sanford Stadium or hosting friends at home, keep that cooler filled with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. With a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is easy to drink and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted, Dog Nation.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Alcohol for 21 years and older. Please drink responsibly.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Joined tonight by Kevin and Drew Butler. Great to have you guys in-house and great to have you all listening out there. Thanks very much for that. At Mississippi State on Saturday, Georgia jumped up. 17-6 lead. Maybe didn't manage the clock as well as we would have liked. I think Coach Smart has already done a mea culpa on that. And Mississippi State was able to return a punt for a touchdown, crossing the goal line with just 3 seconds left in the first half, swinging momentum to the Dogs. First of all, y'all, your thoughts on the punt return for TD, and we'll go to the punting All-American first.
Yeah, you know, it was obviously not the best punt. I think Brett would be the first one to admit that. Low, down the middle of the field. And you got to give credit to the punt returner. I mean, he made a great play on the ball, ran up, caught it. Keeley was right in his face, but Keeley didn't have an opportunity to break down and make the returner make a move. So that puts pressure on everybody. And the punt returner got up the field. He ran north to south, or south to north in the first 5 yards. And then the net breaks down. Everybody crashes past him. He goes outside, runs up the sideline, and it was just a textbook return in that situation. So, you know, with 3 seconds left, I think Coach Smart and the entire coaching staff, they've already admitted, hey, we didn't manage the clock that well. But with the confidence that they have in the team, they know they can take those risks and then make up for the worst-case scenario, which ended up happening in that situation.
Yeah, you know, if you look at it, it's just another turnover.
Yeah,
that's the way
sure.
I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, you go down there, you cover them, you stop them. They haven't done much on offense to score at that point. Everything was going Georgia's way at that point. But, you know, we turned the ball over 2 times early in the game, and then all of a sudden that becomes a factor. And, you know, we just got to really work on protecting that ball. And then on the other side, we really got to start trying to take it away.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're just really behind, and that's one stat that it just scares you to have that stat looming over you when you go into the playoffs in a one-game scenario when you're out if you lose. And usually when a team is as talented as Georgia is and they get knocked out, you can blame yourself for a big portion of it, and it usually comes in turnovers.
Yeah, I want to get back to the turnover in just a second. One more question about that punt return. One of the things that Coach Smart mentioned was that we were in punt safe, and he should not have done that. Will you please explain to our listeners what punt safe is?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's alluding to being in like max protection, so you don't have as much emphasis on covering the punt. That's why Keeley was screaming downfield. He was probably the only gunner. I'm sure there's a gunner on the other side who wanted to try to get down the field and force a fair catch, but everybody is in max protect mode in that punt safe type situation because you don't want to give up the block return for a touchdown, and on the other foot, you gave up the punt return for a touchdown. So as Dad said, it was a turnover, and it's the worst kind of turnover because you gave up 7 points right before halftime.
Yeah. All right. Very good. We'll get to the turnover margin in a second because, again, I want to go now to the second half. And we come out and 2 plays in, boom, Ladd McConkey mm-hmm. goes 70 yards on the end around. I forget if it was a forward pitch or a backward handoff, but it was an end around for 70 yards in the touchdown. And that has this team, you know, last year's team was last year's team and magnificent mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But this year's team just really seems to do a lot of this.
Yeah.
You know, something's gone wrong and we're just going to dust it right off our shoulder and bam, come back and hit you in the teeth.
Yeah, Kirby's talked about that and he really likes the attitude of this team. You know, when he talks about, I've never seen a team love each other more and love what they do more than this team. And I think sometimes those tendencies and those characteristics sometimes override other things that the fans and see. I mean, Coach Smart's around them all the time, and he's challenged them, and he's seen them accept it. He's seen them you know, fail. And the fails are what we're talking about, the penalties, the turnovers. But he said they're resilient and they fight back and they don't let it bother them. Just as you said, Hondo, they just kind of brush it off their shoulder and go, we'll get it back. I love that attitude. It's a very dangerous way to live.
I want to talk about the turnovers, though, because I think there's a fine line in the focus and the messaging from the coaching staff to the players on how to limit the turnovers. My question to you, Dad, would be when you're standing up on the first tee box or if you're getting ready to kick a field goal and you tell yourself, don't miss left, don't miss left, don't miss left, what are you going to do?
You're going to miss left.
So my question is, obviously it's something that's looming as Georgia prepares for the SEC championship game and the college football playoff run. If the focus is don't turn the ball over, that becomes cognizant.
Yep.
People play slower. They become hesitant in certain situations. I like what you said. I think Coach Schumann and Coach Muschamp and Kirby should be yelling, go get the ball. Take the ball away. Go on offense. Like Coach Smart has said all season long, we will not be hunted. We will do the hunting. Do that with the football. Flip the script. Go take it away. And then win that turnover ratio by simply getting the ball more than you give it up.
Yeah, it's a complimentary football. Let the defense take over that that scenario, that conversation, because it is going to come out. It's going to be in all the press. It's going to be in all the TVs, because that's the only thing that Georgia has shown that it could be their Achilles heel.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. If you go on the offense and you start talking about, well, we are going to take the ball away three times in every game we play from here on out and let that be the conversation, the offense can get back to doing what they do best, and that's scoring.
When the offense turns the ball over, we know these are self-made mistakes. Sometimes a little bit of luck, you know, maybe just the ball falls out of a guy's hand when he's running.
Stetson got knocked, but left guard got beat, arm got knocked. There was a duck, and you know, Glad was open behind the DB.
He was open, that type of mistake. Otherwise, self-made mistakes usually. Well, I shouldn't just say self-made mistakes. An interception, great plays by the defense, all the rest. Chasing down turnovers, Lauren Smith and I had quite a conversation going over several years about my feeling being that you can try to, everybody's trying to force turnovers. There is a percentage involved of just pure luck.
Of course.
Opponent, if you're playing Buffalo, sorry to all the Buffalo Bulls fans out there, but if you're playing Buffalo, they may not have the talent level. The guy doesn't understand the speed that he's looking at with a cornerback who's going to step in front of a pass and boom. But there's luck involved. And I've seen studies about that saying that when you look at turnovers created, there is really a whole lot of luck as to where the ball bounces on fumble returns, where the ball gets tipped in the air on interceptions.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, the football is an oblong object. You never know where it's going to bounce. So being prepared to and practicing for those situations, which I know Georgia does every single day, that's just right place, right time. And what do they say? Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Uh-huh. So take advantage of it.
And the one thing I've noticed, and you know, it's something that I've thought about and me and Jeff have talked about it, is the turnovers. Why isn't Georgia's defense taking the ball away more? We're really, really good tacklers. Yeah. We don't tackle the ball. We tackle the player. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the best job of any defense I've seen. I'll take that over guys going to try to strip the ball, and all of a sudden they're on the ground 3 yards behind the guy, and he's still running. That's not smart football. Smart football, and I do mean coach smart football, is aggressive tackling. And I just really think this defense is one of the best tackling defenses I've seen from Georgia as a whole in a long time. And that's saying a lot depending on what was going on last year. But these guys tackle fiercely.
That narrative comes from the offense turning the ball over and Georgia fans wanting to get the ball back. Because me, I like Georgia's defense making three and outs every single time they're on the field. Mm-hmm. What would you rather have? The offense with sustained drives and you're hoping for a turnover to get the ball back, or Georgia's defense three and out, Georgia's getting the ball back?
Yeah, that's a great point, because there have been several of those. Yeah. I think with Tennessee, three of their first four drives.
I think, maybe a new stat would be a three and out is a quarter of a turnover.
Yeah.
You get four of those, that's as good as getting a
turnover.
And you're
getting huge field position in that as well. Absolutely.
I'm going to coin that. Let's Let's see if I can start that.
Stat. Easy now.
I like that really.
Easy
really,
now.
A whole lot. Yeah, easy now indeed. All right. We have Kevin and Drew Butler with us. We're going to take calls when we come back from the break. Have a little puffery here. It's 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. Back after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
With Northside Hospital, you can look forward to new beginnings, look ahead to comeback seasons, and look up for hope and strength. Northside welcomes you into our community of care, guided by one clear direction, a mission to heal. Led by our expertise in maternity, heart, cancer, orthopedics, and more, you can move into tomorrow with confidence. For a healthier future together, look to Northside Hospital.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You expect excellence every time the dogs take the field. You can expect the same from Walton Gas. With exceptional customer service and great rates, Walton Gas has been a winning play for 20 years. Kind of like the Hobnail Boot. There are no gimmicky introductory rates and no hidden payment fees. Only Walton's best-in-class service and straightforward rate plans. So sack your current provider and switch to the team that puts you first. Number one in customer satisfaction, Walton Gas. Call or visit waltongas.com to learn more about Georgia's most trusted natural gas provider. And as always, go Dawgs!
Everyone deserves a great smile, so Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, dogs fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our affordable payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists and 50 clinics all over Bulldog Nation, we love to see dogs fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics. And go Dogs.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Top-ranked Georgia preparing to take on Kentucky. It's our last SEC game of the season. Dogs are 7-0 in the conference. For the second straight year, trying to be 8-0 in the conference. What an impressive performance over these past. I think we've won 28 of our last 29 games overall. That's 18 in a row in the conference. 23 in a row over. It's just crazy that these are indeed the good old days.
They really are.
Yeah. All right. We'll go back to the phone. We'll go to the phones for the first time tonight. And we're headed to Columbus and Daryl. Daryl, hey, you're on with Drew and Kevin Butler. Oh, okay. Well, we'll go to Carl in Dawson. Okay, Carl.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I thought Daryl was first, and you are first.
For some reason, I got a kicking question tonight.
There you go.
I want the inside skinny. How in the world can you guys kick a cold, hard football with a cold foot without it hurting? I know when my feet are cold. I just want to stay under the covers. Anyway, go Dawgs.
Dad, you've got more experience in that realm playing in Chicago for all those years.
Well, it is, first of all, you need to keep your foot warm. And you don't let it get cold. That helps to an awful lot. But you know, when it's cold, it's cold, and there's not much you can do. You just really have to go out there mentally and understand the surroundings. You're going to be out there for 4 hours. You got to keep moving. You got to have routines to stay warm. You use that net over there. You're going over there kicking the balls. They keep fairly warm. I mean, they'll be in, you know, like one of those little coolers or something that they have to keep them, you know, at a nice temperature so they don't get cold. But back when I played, you know, the balls were outside, and as it got colder, the balls got smaller, they got skinnier, and they got harder, and less surfaces. You know, it comes down to physics at that point. The ball's not going to go as far if you don't have as much ball to hit. Doesn't work like a golf ball. So the more air in that ball and the warmer it is, you're just going to get a little bit more bounce out of that ball.
Yeah, the technology has changed too. Like you just said, the heated benches, those things, they blow up from the feet, so you can put your feet there and those will keep you warm. I'm sure Georgia's got all the top technology. And then the flamethrowers there on the sideline. You just got to be careful, because if you get too cold and you get too close, man, it'll cinch the hairs off your hands. I remember one year in Pittsburgh, I put my helmet up there, like the open end of my helmet, and then I threw it onto my head really quickly and it like burned my cheeks. That hurt really bad.
Yeah,
I've got to be careful.
I've many times I'm down there. I'm over there with the space heater. That's what it is. Looks like a rocket engine.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there kind of looking, keeping your foot in front of it, looking over there, and then somebody will walk by. Hey, your shoe's on fire. And you look down, your shoestrings are gone. Now you have to, you know, of course, try to retie a shoe and get new strings in there.
Hey, Shad.
Yeah, and then they go, field goal, and you're running out there trying to tie a shoe. You know, it's just really management. It really is management.
Yeah, I forget who we were talking to last week, somebody younger. I don't think it was on the show, but we were explaining to them that the Minnesota Vikings, back before you played, when Bud Grant was... Yeah. But was he the coach when you were in Chicago? I don't think so. He was probably gone by about 84.
Yeah, we had... I think it was just last year before I came in, but they used to be on the same sideline at Metropolitan Stadium.
Yeah.
Both teams were on one sideline. And the NFL rule was whatever the home team had, they had to have the same for the visiting team.
Yeah.
And Bud Grant believed in only metal trash cans with wood.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and Dick Butkus would tell us, you know, because he did our radio when I was there. He was our radio caller, him and Jim Hart. And when we got done, I'd always get back on the fourth bus where they were. They'd have a couple beers back there. They'd talk for maybe a second about our game, and then they'd revert back to their years. And that's what you wanted to hear, the stories.
Yeah, of course.
And he said it would be so cold up there that he'd have his hands, he'd come off, putting his hands over the fire. He goes, you know, after the game, about 40 minutes after the game, he'd look down and he'd have, you know, big, huge burn blisters on his hands, and he'd just start getting that feeling back about 30, 40 minutes later after the game. And
sure, that's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you looked at his hands, it'd be like cooking a ham.
Oh, gosh.
Huge.
Big man. Yeah, big man. I guess your hands are so cold, you don't realize how hot they're getting. And yeah, that's very, very interesting. You were in Pittsburgh for how long? 2 years? Two seasons?
Yeah, a year and a half. You know, the second one didn't get deep into the cold season. But, I mean, I played in a couple of 20-degree games. It snowed 1 year in Cleveland. I mean, and then Arizona is obviously kicker's paradise. It's awesome out there.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It really is. But I think, you know, Pittsburgh seemed to be more of a wet, cold, and I know they get snow, no doubt about that. But when you were there, when we go up to those teams, it was more of a wet.
Yeah, the coldest games were like late October, early November, when it was just gray and wet.
The worst
cold.
Ones are when it's 33 and raining.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's when you'd rather have it snowing. You'd rather have it iced up, but the rain and the 33 is a horrible combination. Yeah.
Did you hear Coach Smart talk about James Cook up in Buffalo?
No.
He texted. They were talking about Jonas Jennings, who, of course, played in Buffalo for many years, director of player development, I guess, now for the Bulldogs. And Jonas played for us back in the early 2000s as an offensive lineman. And James has gone up to Buffalo, and James grew up in South Florida.
A whole different climate.
Yeah, a whole different climate. And before he went, Jonas was like, dude, you better get ready for this. And Coach Smart said he got a text from James, I guess it was last night, about, you know, the 4 feet of snow up there. And he said they send a plow to his house every day, I guess.
To get him.
To get him.
Mike Kenyon, Drew knows Mike Kenyon. Mike Kenyon was one of the guys that would have a, you know, snow plow on his truck, and he would hit maybe 20 of us that were in the Northwest Territory. When it snowed at night, your driveway would be cleaned when it was time for you to go to work and make sure that you could get to practice.
Yeah, because there's no excuses.
No, it's $1,000 back then for every, you know, if you're 1 second late, it's $1,000. And they love taking back that money.
I bet they did. All right. We will come back. with more of your calls. 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS. Drew Butler, Kevin Butler, your old buddy Hondo on the radio, getting you ready for the Dogs and the Cats coming up Saturday in Lexington. Our airtime will be at 11:30 with Kevin and Jeff Dantzler with Dog Talk pregame. And then at 12:30, the Napa Tailgate Show takes over. Lauren Smith, Scott Howard, Eric Zier, DJ Shockley, and yours truly. And the kickoff right after 3:30, right here on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Georgia, if you love playing Fantasy 5, you're going to love it even more because we're giving away stacks and stacks and stacks of cash. Now through November 27th, five winners each week will win just by playing Fantasy 5. And the cash stack grows to $10,000. Play online or enter your non-winning Fantasy 5 ticket at Fantasy5Giveaway.com for your chance to be a weekly winner. It all ends November 27th, so play Fantasy 5 during the Stacks of Cash giveaway, only from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Hey, I'm driving. I joined the new Dunkin' Rewards program, and today's the day I'm going to use my points on a medium iced latte and a couple of chocolate frosted donuts.
Here you go, and thanks for being a rewards member.
And now I'm using those chocolate frosted donuts, kids, to get a few sweet, sweet, blissful minutes of beautiful relief from the never-ending onslaught of backseat bickering.
Join new Dunkin' Rewards today.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Join new Dunkin' Rewards today. Save them, stack them, use them how you want. America runs on Dunkin'. Terms apply.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Neil Pruitt, Chairman and CEO of Pruitt Health. We believe family makes us stronger. Pruitt Health has served families and communities throughout the Southeast for more than 50 years. If you're looking for skilled nursing, home health, or hospice care, count on our caregivers to provide the personalized plan your loved one needs. Learn more. Visit PruittHealth.com. Pruitt Health is a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
In Georgia, college football is a way of life. And whether it's between the hedges in Athens or from the comfort of my bear cave, Scana Energy's part of it all as a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. So let's join them in cheering on the Dogs to glory this season. Sign up with Scana today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/go-dogs for details. Limited time offer, terms and conditions apply.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Thanks to Luke Ned Carney, our producer tonight. Kevin Butler, Drew Butler, and Daryl is in Columbus. Hopefully I have you this time, Daryl. Daryl?
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, you
there
hear me?
There he is.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, you know, the one thing
that has impressed me the most
about this football team, you guys have already mentioned it, is adversity. I mean, that has been the most impressive thing. And I tell you what, they have responded the way championship programs do respond when facing adversity, every time. But, hey, let me say this about the turnovers, okay? Turnovers are not a big thing as long as you're winning, right? They don't get the attention they probably deserve. But I think you should still acknowledge, you know, you can acknowledge it. Just don't let it change who you are. But you got to know that every time you got that – one thing I love about the NFL, okay, you watch NFL players, when they go to get hit, they know they couldn't get hit, they all take that ball out of one arm and they'll wrap both arms around it every time. You got to know the other team is going to try to knock the ball loose. I mean, just keep it in the back of your mind because turnovers have been an issue here lately. Also, if there's one thing I can say to this football team, okay, right now, I would say this, okay? They have an opportunity to achieve something for their school that puts them in a very, very elite group in this conference. And that's being able to say you went back-to-back seasons and went undefeated in the conference. That's hard to do. Not many can say that. So that's something that they can achieve by beating Kentucky. You know you're going to get Kentucky's best game. You're number one in the country. They're going to bring it. I got one question for Kevin and Drew. This is it. We got a Pittsburgh guy. We got a Chicago guy. I want to know, who was the greatest linebacker, Jack Lambert or Mike Singletary? Go Dawgs.
That's a great question.
I'm going to do a write-in vote and say Dick Butkus.
I wanted to ask Daryl what his favorite Thanksgiving dish was, but he just shot out of a cannon on that call. But I got to play with James Harrison. That was a bad dude, man.
Yes, he was.
That was a bad dude.
Yeah, he's on the ballot for the Hall of Fame this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He should be. Because he went to
Kent State.
Yeah. We just played earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Lambert went to.
That's right.
After those two, I mean, golly, Mike Singletary is my teammate. I saw he made a bigger difference in my career. I'd have to go with Mike, but I sure enjoyed watching Lambert. I'm telling you what,
fang.
He was a monster.
He was a monster, man. When we get off the air, I'll tell you a story Glenn Shealy told me about him.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, those are some fun stories indeed. All right, Daryl, thank you for that call. Let's go back to the phones. And if you'd like to join us, it's 888-813-2947. Tom is in Bogart. Tom, hey, you're on with Drew and Kevin Butler.
Well, good evening, fellas. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, Tom?
Well, I was wanting to say, first of all, that I listened to Friday Night Dog Talk, but my work has fired me to work at 8 o'clock at night, so I miss Friday Night Dog Talk. So I've been listening to y'all fellas, and I'm enjoying as well. But I am T. Diddy. I do always have a ditty for each game that comes around. It's really dirty and gritty. And this one is, "Tis the season to be jolly. The dogs are going to take it all the way with Christmas holly." Here we come. Watch out, LSU. You beat us once, but you won't beat us twice. We know you've been naughty and not nice. So we're going to treat you the way you treated us the last time we met in Atlanta. We're going to beat you like you beat us. We're going to ground you in the pound. We're going to pound you in the ground. LSU, you're going to lose purposely. And my question to the guys tonight are, as we get through beating LSU, who do you think will play in the national championship? And how is Coach Rick? He was very good to my son. I got to meet him personally at Al's Barbershop many years ago. And my son still's got the hat that Mark Rick signed put in the glass. He loved Mark Rick, and he even cried when he saw him. So I was curious how Coach Rick was doing, and I want to know who we're going to meet in the national championship, because LSU's done. We owe them one. So I'm going to hang up and listen to what y'all got to say.
Okay, Tom, thanks so much for that call. What would you like to tackle first?
Yeah, you know, Coach Rick, obviously, means so much to the University of Georgia. He's so close to me and my family as well. I hadn't seen him recently. I saw him on TV. I mean, he's doing very well on ACC Network. It's awesome to see him mixing it up there with the guys and getting out and about. I think you saw him kind of recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw him at Coach Dooley's 90th celebration we had at the stadium.
That's right.
with a lot of the players and everybody, and him and his wife were there, and they were doing great.
Yeah,
doing great. But you could tell he's being challenged right now, no doubt.
Yeah, I know he's getting the best care taken of him, and we hope Miss Catherine and his entire family are doing well. But Tom, after that, he served up a lot of rat poison there, man. We got a lot of games to play.
Yeah, so. You know what? It doesn't really matter what the fun part is, and I love what he's thinking. I know you're thinking about the LSU game. We got two before that, and all things change if we don't take them at one at a time, which we will. And I know we have a good team that focuses on that. They stay focused, and that's one thing they need to keep doing. But, you know, the best part is everybody's going to have to wait and see what Georgia does. If we win out, we'll be number one. We'll pick where to play, and we'll know who our opponent is. And whoever it's going to be is going to be underdog, and Georgia's going to be in the driver's seat. And then it's up to them. And that's what I like about the situation right now. You know, we always talked about it, and Coach Smart talked about it when he first got here, being in charge of yourself and letting everybody else catch up. And that's where we are right now.
All right. Very good. Thank you for that call, Tom. We'll come back with more with Drew and Kevin and your calls, 888-813-2947. Georgia and Kentucky kicking off just after 3:30 on Saturday from Lexington. Gonna be chilly up there, folks. By the time that game is over, we're going to be in the high 20s, maybe? Not sure. Really chilly. This is the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Piedmont is passionate about Georgia, about each and every person that make this state incredible. From farmers to creators, manufacturers to teachers, to the dedicated staff walking our hallways. It's why we're leading real change in healthcare, to empower you through tools that make it easy to book in minutes, check in before you walk in, and have your health information all in one place. Visit Piedmont.org. Piedmont, real change lives here.
Want more exclusive and behind-the-scenes Bulldogs content? More game highlights?
You got red and black everywhere.
Mic'd ups?
That's that good. Next play.
Press conferences?
We cannot wait to get started.
And original programming?
Or that we're going to play hard, we're going to play the right way.
Search for the Georgia Bulldogs All Access channel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Georgia Bulldogs All Access, your official inside connection to Georgia football and all Georgia Bulldogs sports.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Introducing the next-gen Acura Integra. Featuring an available 6-speed manual transmission, a VTEC turbo engine, and available ELS Studio 3D audio system.
I'm legendary, legendary.
And its most important feature, you. The next-gen Acura Integra. Your turn.
Visit your Georgia Acura dealers for unbeatable deals on the all-new Integra. GeorgiaAcuraDealers.com.
Water is the lifeblood of our planet. But man, the destruction that standing water can do to your house. Neil Honda Williamson for Engineered Solutions of Georgia. ESOG provides interior basement waterproofing services, installing sump pumps, drains, and other basement waterproofing systems that'll get you all sealed up and end your wet basement problems. Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
9678 ESOG now.
Your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Wishing you and yours a beautiful, safe, healthy, blessed holiday season as Thanksgiving approaches. Next Thursday, we will not have Coach Kirby Smart with Bulldogs Live, nor this show. Neither will be on because of Thanksgiving night, but then we'll return on December 1st, 2 days before the SEC championship game in Atlanta as Georgia takes on LSU. As we mentioned in the last segment, we have a lot of feel to hoe before that. There's no doubt about it with Georgia playing at Kentucky this week and then playing Georgia Tech in Athens the following week. And let's go to Athens for our next caller. It's Eric. Eric, hi. You're on with Drew Butler and Kevin Butler.
Hi. Three things. My vote is for Mike Curtis, Duke, Baltimore Colts, for linebacker. And then I want to talk about turnovers and then reminisce a little bit with Kevin. To me, the sacrilege of the turnover game is a quarterback that's obsessed with not throwing one. That's the first thing I look for in a quarterback, is his main concern not to throw that ball and have it intercepted, which makes some quarterbacks not throw the ball in there and take a chance that it might be intercepted. And quarterbacks like that, to me, are very ineffective. The other thing, Kevin, when you played at Georgia, you played against Obed Arieri and Donald Igwe-Bigwe. And to me, you're the three greatest kickers I've ever seen. And if you would tell me about those contests, about playing against those guys.
Yeah, well, those guys were unbelievable. You know,
Who was the first one?
Obed Arieri.
I don't know who that is.
Obed was a soccer player at Clemson who kicked.
Oh, okay.
I didn't kick against him. He was a senior with Rex Robinson, so him and right. Rex kicked against each other, and they were fabulous. But you know, I always you know, it was a different game back then. Stats were, you had to wait till Monday afternoon for stats to come out. Oh, yeah. I was a stat guy because I wanted to see what every other kicker did, and I measured myself against them because I, you know, that's how you kept up with the Joneses. You know, I knew what I had to do for Georgia, but on a national level, that's where I got a lot of my motivation from. There's a lot of great kickers there, and for 4 years, me and Donald kicked against each other, and every one of those games, field goals played a huge part in the outcome of the game.
Huge, yeah. Let's recount them real quick. 1981, we went up there and lost 13-7. Is
13-3.
13-3. We had nine turnovers.
Nine turnovers.
Oh,
seven
my gosh.
Inside their 20-yard line.
What do you think would happen? I mean, Coach Smart literally might combust if Georgia had nine turnovers.
The first person you would kill would be the guy in charge of the balls. That's really what the problem was at that game. Tim Chapman, and I don't think he was the one taking care of the balls, and he was for some reason not at that game.
Calling you out,
Spank. Whoever was in charge of the ball was not at that game.
Oh.
So the other, whoever got it, took the balls right out of the box, pumped them up, put them in his game, and they were slick. I mean, Buck, I think, went back to, you know,
Just put the ball up, and the ball still had all the wax on it. Yeah.
Just went straight up in the air. Herschel fumbled four times. Buck had five interceptions.
Moral of the story, not y'all's fault.
No, it was. It was our fault. There's no doubt about it. And then the second year was 13-7.
The night game, 13-7. Herschel is the decoy.
Two field goals. And my junior year, we tied.
You had two field goals in that game.
Yep.
Do you remember how long they were, approximately? Were they any of them bombs?
I don't think so.
Okay, then the next year was the incredible ending with you and Donald.
We both trade at 60-something yard field goals, tied 16 all. Mm-hmm. And then senior year was a pretty good one.
The kick.
Yeah, 26-23.
Yeah, it was. Oh, wow, that's really fun. Okay, thanks for that call, Eric. That was really, really good. Mike Curtis, for those of you who don't know, was a middle linebacker for the Baltimore Colts.
Stud.
Some of their great teams. He was my favorite middle linebacker.
Yeah, he had the forearms all jacked up, and he would clothesline people with those forearms.
He was wicked bad.
Thomas, I'm going to break in here. You talk about the forearms. Thomas Davis, obviously, Georgia great.
Absolutely.
Played against him in the 2015 NFC Championship game, and he had broken his forearm, I think, a week before, and he played in the NFC Championship game. He had this thing clubbed up, and Larry Fitzgerald came up to me and goes, "Man, that guy is, like, really different in the head to play in this game with a broken arm." I go, "Yeah, I mean, he's crazy."
Yeah. She said, "Yeah."
Don't run across the middle.
Yeah, and he's crazy good. Speaking of running across the middle, my favorite play that Mike Curtis ever made, he was playing back then with Johnny Unitas as Johnny was in the back end of his career, and then Earl Morrill and some really great Colts teams that went to Super Bowls, won one, lost a couple. But Mike Curtis, there was a fan who ran out on the field about 1971-72. And Mike Curtis took him out.
Yeah.
Just
I love it.
Clocked the guy. And afterward, you know, not like now where, oh my God, you can't.
No, the guy on the field would be suing Mike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the Twitterverse would be saying what a cruel, horrible
person. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
And Mike Curtis said, something to the effect of, yeah, I just saw a guy running across the field, and that's what I do. He wasn't in my uniform, and I just tackled him, which was terrific.
It was great.
All right, more with Kevin and Drew after this. Bulldog Sports Network.
Hey, Georgia, if you love playing Fantasy 5, you're going to love it even more because we're giving away stacks and stacks and stacks of cash. Now through November 27th, five winners each week will win just by playing Fantasy 5. And the cash stack grows to $10,000. Play online or enter your non-winning Fantasy 5 ticket at Fantasy5Giveaway.com for your chance to be a weekly winner. It all ends November 27th, so play Fantasy 5 during the Stacks of Cash giveaway, only from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dawgs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly.
Copyright 2022, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station.
This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
You know the expression, home for the holidays. This is Kirby Smart, and I'm proud to call Georgia home like my friends at Southeast Mortgage. They have been in business since 1993, they are Georgia grown, and they are the lender built to last. When you're in the market for a place to come home to this holiday season, make the smart choice and choose the team I trust. Find them online at southeastmortgage.com/UGA. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia, Inc., NMLS number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee number 6578.
Get ready for kickoff at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldog gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus, next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Drew Butler, Kevin Butler, as we get you prepped for Georgia and Kentucky. We are psyched to go up there and try to run it to 11-0. You know who's not psyched right now are the Wildcats fans. They are very disappointed. Kentucky is 6-4. They've lost four of their last six. They were supposed to, two of the last 4 years, you know, they've gone 10-3, finished second to Georgia in the East. They thought this was going to be a year with Will Levis, a possible Heisman candidate, a quarterback, Chris Rod, C-Rod at running back, you know, arguably the best running back in the SEC. And a very stiff defense that actually hasn't played that poorly this year, but was terrible last week in a loss to Vanderbilt at home. They're pretty upset up there.
Yeah, they should be. You know, Rodriguez was out the first four games, I think, and they started out and playing really with a lot of heart. And, you know, once they got back to kind of full strength, they've seemed like they just haven't been the same team. That's puzzling for the coaches, really puzzling for the fans. But I can tell you one thing just from my history. When you went up to Kentucky, you knew you were going to get into a dogfight, and it was going to be a very physical matchup. And this was back when they were winning two and three games a year. Yeah. So,
who was the head coach at Kentucky when you played? Bear Bryant?
Smack him.
Yeah, Bear was there that day. Gosh, who was it?
I don't know. It's post-Fran Kersey. I'm trying to think of who it would have been. Fran Kersey. You know what?
Whoever it was, he wasn't there long.
Well, you know, Coach Smart talked about that, though. He said every time we play Kentucky, it's in bloodbath. That was the term he used. He goes, it's a bloodbath. It's a highly physical game. He referenced the 2020 game, which was extremely low scoring. Mm-hmm. He even talked about last game. He's like, man, you could hear the pops of the pads when you went back and watched the TV copy. And when I heard him talking about that and looking at the forecast, knowing it's going to be in the mid-30s, I mean, the wind is 10 to 20 miles an hour, so it could be whipping up there in Lexington. You just hope a very physical game like that, where things can happen and maybe guys can get dinged up, does not affect what is coming down the road in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a whole different atmosphere, and you know these guys are going to be.
You're going to get their best shot. Yeah, they just lost to Vanderbilt.
Everything. You're going to get them playing at a different level. I don't even know why you would even watch the Vanderbilt game.
I agree,
because that's going to give them false hopes out there. But I just think this team is well-balanced, mentally well-balanced, physically well-balanced, and they're not going to fall into that trap. They can understand what they're playing for. They know the importance of it. It'll be difficult at first, but once you're out there playing a good 7-8 minute ride on the drive on offense, as those offensive linemen, I don't care if it's 15 degrees, they're going to be sweating when they come off. They're going to feel just like they're playing between the hedges, that same kind of physical wear down, and your body's just going to respond to it. Mentally going in, don't let it be a factor. It's a football game.
Nobody's
going to freeze to death out there.
It's 3:30 kick.
Maybe one of the students that are up there without a shirt on with a big K on their belly.
They might be in trouble.
They might be in trouble, but all the players will be just fine.
Yeah, I think so, too. Jerry Claiborne was the coach. Fran Kersey in 81, and then Jerry Claiborne took over throughout most of the rest of the 80s. Quickly, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but you guys ever... How does a team just not respond when the talent is there, like Kentucky is not? You know, the coach is... How does that...
I don't know. I mean, they're 3-4 in the SEC. Obviously, they had extremely high hopes heading into the season. I think it was a disservice to Will Levis. That's not a knock on Will at all, to call him like this crowned number one overall draft pick. I understand he has all the intangibles that an NFL team would want to look at, but they lost a ton on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They lost their biggest playmaker a year ago, Wandell Robinson, who's now in the NFL. Right. And the media oftentimes just overlooks that. In a very physical league like the SEC, Will Levis, your number one overall draft pick, is nothing if he has no protection.
And he's been in a walking boot for half the season. Yeah, I mean, the guy's been hurt.
Oh, no doubt about it. I just think it's, you know, just as Drew said, you know, we build these young athletes up to meet expectations. Now when you're built up like that, he's got people in his ear going, hey, you know, your offensive line, you've lost a lot of guys. Y'all aren't the same team. You're a possible number one pick. That's $20 million in your pocket. I don't know if that makes him a little bit more cautious. I think it probably would naturally. But when you talk about a disappointment, I don't think there's any disappointment that can match what's going on at Texas A&M. You're talking about talent beyond any team that you're talking about, and I'm talking about a total disaster from the head coach. And, you know, throw the AD in there, the AD head coach, the backers that put all that money out there, they should spend $200 million and fire everybody.
You know what his vibe is, right?
I know. I told him they would do that if they could just get it some new drilling license, and they just can't get one. You drill for more money down there in Texas, you pay them, and you start over, because that's a disaster.
$6 million is his buyout.
I'd go, you know what? Jimbo, here's $100. Get the heck on out of here.
I bet you he'd say gladly.
Well, he would, and that's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem.
Of course.
There lies the problem.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Here's $100. Okay. All right, Kevin Butler, Drew Butler, great to have you both together with us, and thank you so much.
You too. Stay warm.
Thank you, Hondo. Go Dogs.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you, Kevin, on Saturday, and I'll talk to you, Drew, again soon enough. We begin our broadcast on Saturday at 11:30 with Kevin and Jeff. So join us for Georgia and Kentucky. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Good night. And go Dawgs!
Go Dawgs!
On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, you've been listening to Bulldogs Live, presented by Wells Fargo. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Wells Fargo, an official sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs. Piedmont, the official healthcare provider of the Georgia Bulldogs. The Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. By Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit northside.com. The proceeding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports.